正道的主题是欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Today's sermon topic is Rejoice in the Hope of the Glory of God。
各位弟兄姊妹和慕道的朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends。
让我们首先低头祷告。
Now let us first bow our heads in prayer。
我们天父阿父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises。
如果不是你的宽容忍耐，我们早已经被你公义的审判所消灭。
If not for your patience and forgiveness, we would have long been consumed by your righteous judgment.
如果不是你的恩慈怜悯，我们不会有机会听到福音。
If not for your kindness and mercy, we would never have had the opportunity to hear the gospel.
今天如果不是你的呼召，召罪，我们都不会坐在这里可以听到你的话语。
And today, if it were not for your call and gathering, we would not be sitting here to listen to your word.
天父，盼望今天在这个崇拜当中，每一个。
Father, we hope that each person in this worship service today,
不论是弟兄姊妹或者是我们当中的朋友,
whether it be our brothers and sisters or the friends among us,
都能够知道我们其实已经是在你的恩典当中。
We come to realize that we are already in the midst of your grace.
同时天父，你还有更美好的旨意要成就在我们个人的身上。
At the same time, Heavenly Father, you have an even greater purpose that you wish to fulfill in each of our lives.
但天父，除了有圣灵的帮助，我们绝对不会知道，也都不能够看得见。
But Father, without the help of the Holy Spirit, we would never know or see this.
就好像当日全是因为圣灵的工作，众弟兄姊妹才能够认识得到耶稣基督是我们的救主。
Just as on that day, it was entirely through the work of the Holy Spirit that our brothers and sisters were able to recognize that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
天父，我们求你，求你怜悯我们当中的每一个。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to have mercy on each and every one of us.
求你现在这一刻就叫圣灵的帮助我们。
We ask that at this very moment, the Holy Spirit would help us.
求你藉着孩子和翻译的姊妹向我们说话。
We ask you to speak to me, to speak to us through me, your child and the sister interpreting.
又求你叫圣灵引导我们各人进入真理的当中。
We also ask that the Holy Spirit guide each of us into the truth.
叫我们的耳朵听得懂，心里又明白。
That our ears may hear and our hearts may understand.
并且能够得着你要我们所得着的。
And that we may receive that you intend for us to receive.
恭敬地将以下的时间交在天父你的手里面。
We respectfully commit the time ahead into your hands.
我们祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
人生总是充满很多未知之数或者是不肯定。
Life is often filled with many uncertainties and unknowns.
例如在工作上面，我们会考虑我们应不应该去转工，还是留在这里。
For example, in our jobs, we may wonder whether we should change careers or stay where we are.
入到大学，我们应该选择什么科目呢？
When entering the university, we face the decision of choosing a subject.
是选择通识的科目，还是选择一些专门的科目？
Should we go for a broad and generation education or specialize in a specific field?
同时人生也都会充满很多冲击和挑战。
Life is also full of challenges and trials.
这些冲击很多时候都会叫我们的心惶恐，甚至无奈。
These challenges often make our hearts feel anxious and helpless.
例如子女的问题，或者自己身体出了毛病。
For instance, we may worry about issues with our children or face health problems with ourselves.
面对这些冲击和挑战的时候，我们很多时候心里都会不自觉地问自己，怎么办？怎么办？
When confronted with these challenges, we often find ourselves asking, what should I do? What should I do?
一个不相信神的人，面对他的人生就只有靠自己，或者靠其他的人与事。
For someone who does not believe in God, they are left to rely on themselves or on others.
但一个相信神的人，他可以依靠一位叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。
For someone who believes in God, they can rely on a God who raises the dead and brings things into existence that once were not.
不接受有神的人，面对眼前的冇把握，就只会靠碰一碰运气。
A person who does not accept God can only rely on luck when faced with uncertainty.
但有一个有神同在的人，即使眼前的遭遇不受自己的控制，但他仍然可以放心。
But someone who has the presence of God, even when life feels out of control, can still have peace.
因为他知道所依靠的是掌管一切的神。
Because they trust in the God who governs all things.
一个不认识神的人，当他眼前不好的境况没有改善的时候，他只可以认命。
A person who does not know God might feel resigned to fate.When their circumstances don't improve.
但一个认识神的人，即使他见到逆境未有改变，但他心里面仍然可以有一份盼望，叫他可以忍耐。
However, a person who knows God can still have hope, even if they haven't yet seen a change in their difficult circumstances. This hope gives them the strength to endure.
即使在一些患难的当中，他仍然有说不出来的喜乐。
Even in the midst of hardship, they can experience an inexpressible joy.
究竟人是怎可以得到这样的盼望和喜乐？
How can a person receive this kind of hope and joy?
圣经在罗马书的第三章二十节到第四章。
The book of Romans chapter 3 verse 20 to chapter 4。
使徒保罗首先为我们去详细的解释一个人是怎可以因着信神而被神称为义。
The Apostle Paul explains in detail how a person can be justified by faith and declared righteous by God.
跟着在第五章的开始去做向我们详细的解释。
Then starting in chapter 5, Paul explains in detail.
一个被神称为义的人，他是可以怎样去过一个有盼望和有喜乐的人生。
How a person who has been declared righteous by God can live a life filled with hope and joy.
保罗告诉我们，一个人能够得到有盼望、有喜乐的人生。
Paul tells us that living a life of hope and joy.
一切都是由因信称义得与神和好开始。
Begins with being justified by faith and having peace with God.
在罗马书的第五章第一节咁话。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1, it is written.
我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好相和。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，当我们因信主耶稣基督而被神算为义之后，
The Bible tells us that when we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ and declared righteous by God,
我们得到的第一个恩典是能够得以与神有一个和好的关系。
The first blessing we receive is reconciliation with God.
那在和好之前，我们跟神是一个什么的关系？
Before this reconciliation, what kind of relationship did we have with God?
圣经告诉我们，每一个没有基督作为救主的人，他们都是神的仇敌。罗马书的第五章十节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 10, it tells us that everyone who does not have Christ as the Savior is an enemy of God.
是没有中间的。
There is no middle ground.
人在神面前是没有中立的。
Before God, there is no neutral position.
人若果不是站在神的一边，就是站在敌对神的一边。
If we are not standing with God, we are standing against Him.
不属神的人都是体贴肉体。
Those who do not belong to God live according to their flesh.
他们不会，也不能够去顺服在神的律法之下。
They will not and cannot submit to God's law.
神对待他的仇敌就只会有愤怒和审判。
God's response to his enemies is only wrath and judgment.
但如今情況就完全不同。
But now everything has changed.
如今只要人是在基督裡面，就不再被定罪。
Now for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation.
當我們因信耶穌基督，我們就由神的仇敵變為與神和好的人。
Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have gone from being enemies of God to being reconciled with Him.
從前神只會和我們作對，但現在神只會幫助我們。
Once God was against us, but now He is for us.
從前我們是局外人，但現在神一切的應許我們都可以承受。
Once we were outsiders, but now we can inherit all of God's promises.
從前我們沒有神，所以沒有盼望。
Once we were without God and without hope.
但如今我們卻可以擁有從神而來的盼望。
But now we can have hope from God.
與神相和的相和，在希臘原文是有平安穩妥的意思。
The phrase peace with God in the original Greek also means security and peace.
能够与神相和，人的内心才能够得到有真正的平安稳妥。
Only by being reconciled with God can our hearts find true peace and security.
圣经跟着的话给我们知。
The Bible continues to tell us that.
当我们与神和好之后，我们就会得到第二个的恩典。
After we are reconciled with God, we receive a second blessing.
就是我们可以进入神的恩典之中。
We gain access to God's grace.
在罗马书的第五章第二节的上半节这样说。
It is written in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 2a.
我们又藉着他因信得进入现在所暂的这恩典中。
Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace.
圣经特别提到我们现在是站在这个恩典的当中。
The Bible specifically mentions that we now stand in this grace.
这个恩典有什么特别呢？
What is so special about this grace?
圣经说神的恩典已经藉着义作王了。
The Bible says that God's grace reigns through righteousness.
在罗马书的第五章二十一节这样说。
It is written in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 21.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也藉着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这段经文告诉我们，神的恩典是大有能力的，好像一个王拥有管治的权力一样。
This verse tells us that God's grace is powerful, like a king with authority to rule.
即是说，如果我们在神的恩典当中，我们都是在神的恩慈掌管的底下。
It means that if we are in God's grace, we are also under the rule and care of God's kindness.
同时，神有主权和能力，叫我们能够继续站在这个恩典之中。
Moreover, God has the authority and power to ensure that we continue to stand in this grace.
在工作上面，有些病人在康复的治疗过程当中，很多时候都要帮助他们能够重新学习平衡去行走。
In my work, in the rehabilitation process of some patients, they often need to learn how to balance and walk again.
如果要他们重新学习得到平衡的能力，
to help them regain balance,
他们就必须要有，即使是失去平衡，但仍然会有安全的空间去练习。
They need a safe space where even if they lose the balance, they will not fall and hurt themselves.
在大型的康复中心里面。
In large rehabilitation centers.
他们甚至有镶在天花板的吊带安在病人的身上。
They sometimes have a harness fixed to the ceiling.Attached to the patient.
治療的人員可以根據病人的能力去控制那條吊帶的鬆緊。
The therapist can adjust the tension of the harness according to the patient's ability.
這條吊帶可以防止病人完全的跌倒。
The harness prevents the patient from completely falling.
同時治療的人員會一直在旁邊看守著。
while the therapist stands beside them.
一方面在旁边教导病人怎么行走，
guiding them as they walk.
另一方面，如果病人失了平衡，他亦都可以扶起他，让他可以再起翻身。
If they lose balance, the therapist helps them get back on their feet.
同样，
similarly,
圣经说神有主权和能力帮助属神的人不至于跌倒。
The Bible says that God has the power and authority to keep his people from falling.
即使神容许他失脚，神仍然可以让他重新的再站起来。
Even if God allows them to stumble, he can lift them up again.
叫他仍然能够继续站在神的恩典之中。
Enabling them to continue to stand in his grace.
能够得以与神和好，又能够进入神的恩典当中，作为基督徒是几咁的有福。
How blessed is this to be a Christian reconciled with God and standing in his grace?
但讲到基督徒所受的恩，圣经未停在这里。
When it comes to the blessings we receive as believers, the Bible does not stop there.
在罗马书的第五章第二节的下半节继续地说。
The Bible continue to say this in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 2b.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
然后跟着在第三节的上半节这样说。
And it is written in the book of in verse 3a.
不但如此，就是在恩典中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings.
咁呢度所讲神嘅荣耀系指乜嘢咧？
What does the glory of God refer to here?
点解基督徒会欢欢喜喜嘅去盼望？
Why do Christians rejoice in the hope of it?
同时点解基督徒能够喺患难中仍然系欢欢喜喜？
And why can Christians still rejoice even in the midst of suffering?
这个世界充满忧患，叫人有难过的事情，其实我们每个人都知道。
This world is filled with troubles and things that bring sorrow. Everyone knows this.
当我们去看今天的新闻，
When we look at today's news,
这个世界充满很多不法和不公义的事情。
We see a world full of lawlessness and injustice.
在这个社会就充满了很多破碎的家庭，破碎的婚姻，和破碎的人际关系。
Broken families, broken marriages, and broken relationships seem to be everywhere.
整个世界就好像是破碎了一样。
It often feels like the whole world is fractured.
很多时候叫人连新闻都不想听，不想见。
Very often, many people don't even want to listen to the news.
因为所发生的事情实在叫人很难过。
Because what they hear is too disheartening.
咁当圣经教我哋要常常喜乐。
So when the Bible teaches us to rejoice always,
呢个教训会唔会太过离地咧？
Is this teaching too unrealistic?
保罗唔系一个无知嘅人。
Paul was not a naive person.
如果我哋睇过佢喺哥林多后书十一章二十三到二十九节。他讲述自己所遭遇的患难的时候，
If we look at what he wrote about his hardships in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 29,
我们都会同意他所遭遇的患难、忧愁都会比每一个人都多。
We agree that the suffering and sorrow he endured was far greater than what most people experience.
但他告诉我们，
But he tells us,
即使他遇到叫他忧愁的事情，但他仍然可以常常有喜乐。
He tells us that even though he faced things that caused him sorrow, he could still rejoice always.
在哥林多后书六章十节的上半节，他这样说。
He says this in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10a.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。
Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
以致经文的原文和英文的翻译一样，是没有似乎这两个字。
The original text and the English translation both leave out the word seems before sorrowful.
即是说保罗实在是觉得忧愁。
Meaning Paul truly felt sorrow.
但在他忧愁的同时，他又会有他的喜乐。
But even in the midst of his sorrow, he also experienced joy.
大家请留意。
Take note of this.
保罗不是说他有忧愁的时候，亦有喜乐的时候。
Paul isn't saying that he had times of sorrow and separate times of joy.
保罗是说即使他遇到忧愁。
He's saying that even when he was sorrowful,
但他内心有喜乐，并没有停止过。
His heart still carried a constant joy.
他的秘诀是什么呢？
What was his secret?
他在罗马书告诉我们。
In the book of Romans, he tells us,
一个基督徒能够在一个充满患难和伤痛的世界仍然有喜乐。
He tells us that a Christian can have joy in a world full of suffering and pain.
是因为基督徒可以有一份叫人欢喜快乐的盼望。
Because they possess a hope that brings joy.
究竟什么盼望可以叫保罗的内心从没有停止过有这份喜乐？
What kind of hope could keep Paul's heart filled with constant joy?
这个是跟保罗有一个经历有关。
This hope is related to a personal experience of Paul.
在哥林多后书第十二章第四节，保罗这样跟我们分享。
Paul shares this with us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4.
他被提到乐园里，听见隐蔽的言语，是人不可说的。
Was caught up to paradise, he heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell.
保罗告诉你们，他其实曾经有机会亲眼见过、亲耳听过神的荣耀。
Paul tells us that he had the privilege to of seeing and hearing the glory of God.
但是他不准讲出来。
But he was not allowed to say it.
不过在准许的范围内，他就尽量的让我们知道。
However, within what he was permitted to reveal, he let us know what we can know.
在我们知道的起码有五方面。
There are five things, that we can understand.
第一，基督徒将来在天上是会有荣耀显在我们的身上。
First, Christians will experience future glory in the future.
在罗马书的第八章十八节这么说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18, it is written,
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
这里保罗说我想，不是指他在想象，或者而是指他在衡量。
When Paul says, I consider, he is not merely imagining, he is weighing.
即是说他衡量过、计算过。
Which means that after weighing and calculating,
他所得到的是绝对会比他失去的更加的大。
He concludes that the rewards far outweighs any loss or suffering in his life.
第二方面是基督徒将来在天上不会再受到败坏的影响。
Second, Christians will be free from the effects of corruption in heaven.
所以我们不用担心身体会出现任何的毛病。
Therefore, we will no longer need to worry about any form of illness in our bodies.
第三方面是基督徒将来在天上所得到的是绝对会超过人所想、所能够想象。
Third, the glory Christians will receive in heaven surpasses human imagination.
诗篇的第十六篇十一节下半节咁话
：In Psalm 16:11b，
在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand。
所以基督徒在天上所得到的满足同埋喜乐，系会远远超过我哋所想象。
Therefore, the satisfaction and joy of Christians in heaven will far exceed anything we can imagine.
第四方面是基督徒在世上所遇到的患难，是用来预备我们去得到将来会有的荣耀。
Fourth, the hardships Christians face on earth prepare us for future glory.
而第五样是基督徒将来在天上所得到的，是为了彰显神的荣耀。
Fifth, the glory Christians will receive is meant to reveal God's glory.
在罗马书的第九章二十三节告诉我们。
It is written in the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 23.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。
What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory?
荣耀神是每一个被造物存在的目的。
Glorifying God is the purpose of every created thing.
将基督徒将来在身上所得到的荣耀，目的亦都是爱来荣耀神。
The glory that Christians will receive in the future also serves the purpose of glorifying God.
因为基督徒拥有这个盼望。
Because Christians have this kind of hope.
所以圣经勉励我们。
The Bible encourages us.
我们要多些想念天上的事，而不是只是想着地上的事。
To focus more on heavenly things rather than only thinking about earthly things.
基督徒应该要欢喜快乐，亦都系主耶稣基督嘅教导。
Christians are called to rejoice and be glad, which is also part of Jesus' teachings.
主耶稣基督喺福音书系咁样教我哋嘅。
In the book of Gospel, Jesus teaches us.
喺马太福音嘅第五章十一到十二节。
It is written in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 11 to 12.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，列造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
主耶稣基督在这里提到，基督徒在跟从主的人生遭遇当中，是应该欢喜快乐的。
Here, Jesus mentions that Christians, in the midst of trials while following him, are to rejoice and be glad.
原因是我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
The reason is that our reward in heaven is great.
跟住喺路加福音嘅第六章二十到二十三节，主耶稣咁话。
In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 22 to 23, Jesus says,
人为人子恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，丢弃你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。当那日，你们要欢喜跳跃。因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you, and insult you, and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how the fathers treated the prophets.
在这里主耶稣更加的话。
In this passage, Jesus emphasizes that
基督徒的喜乐应该开心到一个地步，会叫我们跳起来。
The joy of a Christian can be so great that it makes us leap with gladness.
但在这两段的经文当中，主耶稣基督所形容基督徒的遭遇绝对不是好受的。
In these two passages, the situations that Jesus describes for Christians are certainly not pleasant.
但主耶稣基督却吩咐我们，我们应该要欢喜快乐。
However, Jesus Christ tells us that we should rejoice and be glad.
我们要知道我们是有福的。
We need to know that we are blessed.
因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because our reward in heaven is great.
主吩咐我们遭遇患难的时候，我们的双眼要望着将来要得到的喜乐。
Jesus instructs us to keep our eyes on the joy that is to come, especially in times of difficulties.
主不单止用说话去教训我们。
The Lord not only teaches us with his word.
圣经说他自己也都以身作则。
But he also leads by example.
在希伯来书的第十二章二至三节这么说。
It is written in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verses 2 to 3.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐， 就輕看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦難，便坐在神寶座的右邊。那忍受罪人這樣頂撞的，你們要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
分享到这里，你们可能会问，
At this point, you may wonder,
为什么主教训我们要着眼在将来所得的好处？
Why does the Lord teach us to focus on the future rewards?
而不是吩咐我们只是着重去为神牺牲？
Instead of commanding us to concentrate solely on sacrificing for God?
因为基督徒将来所得到的是和将荣耀归给神有关。
Because the future rewards for Christians are related to giving glory to God.
之前我们分享过，基督徒在天上会有荣耀显在我们的身上。
Previously we shared that Christians will have glory revealed in us in heaven.
是什么荣耀？
What kind of glory is that?
是神自己的荣耀。
It is the glory of God himself.
在罗马书的第八章十七节这么说，
It is written in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 17.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他们一同得荣耀。
Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
聖經話我哋係會同基督同作後嗣，同佢跟佢一同得榮耀。
The Bible says that we are co-heirs with Christ and will share in His glory.
喺約翰一書三章二節亦都話俾我哋聽，我哋將來會好似主一樣。
The Book of First John chapter 3 verse 2 also tells us that we will be like the Lord Himself in the future.
咁樣唔係話我哋變咗係神。
This does not mean that we will become God.
我们只是人，不是神。
We're simply human, not God.
但所指的是，基督徒将来在天上会面对面见到主。
What it means is, in heaven, Christians will see the Lord face to face.
我们会面对面见到主的荣耀。
We'll see the glory of the Lord face to face.
当主的荣耀照在我们的身上的时候，
When the Lord's glory shines upon us,
我们的身体会好像一块镜一样，反照出主的荣耀。
Our bodies will reflect His glory like a mirror.
在哥林多后书三章十八节告诉我们。
It tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
我们众人既然躺着念，得以看见主的荣光，就像从镜子里反照。就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we, who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
罗马书的第五章所提到的欢欢喜喜。
The rejoice mentioned in Romans chapter 5.
在希臘的原文主要的意思是夸耀的喜乐。
Has the primary meaning of boastful joy in the Greek.
圣经其实一直的教导我们，人绝对不可以自夸。
The Bible consistently teaches us that people should not boast about themselves.
但圣经却在这里吩咐我们要夸耀，要有夸耀的喜乐。
Yet, here it commands us to have boastful joy.
因为我们所夸耀的不是自己的，是神的。
Because what we boast about is not ourselves, but God.
记得当自己在澳洲的大学毕业的时候，
I remember when I graduated from a university in Australia.
在毕业的典礼上面，我和这同学都穿起毕业的袍。
At this graduation ceremony, my classmates and I wore graduation gowns and caps.
我头亦都戴咗毕业帽咯。
And caps.
同時畢業袍上面呢有個標誌著我們學系的顏色的條帶。
Our gowns had color bands representing our department.
當我們見到其他同學的時候，都會互相去稱讚對方好帥。
When we saw other classmates, we praised each other, saying how smart they looked.
但這些畢業袍不是屬於我們。
But these gowns did not belong to us.
是學院加在我們的身上。
They were given to us by the faculty.
好讓我們在台上的時候，人家看到我們就知道我們是這個學系的畢業生。
They were meant to show that we are graduates of this department.
同樣。
Similarly.
我們將來在天上會有神的榮耀在我們身上。
In heaven, we will have the glory of God upon us in future.
當我們看到其他的姊妹的時候。
When we see other brothers and sisters.
我們都會稱讚對方，哇，神的榮耀在你身上真是好美。
We praise each other, saying, the glory of God upon you is truly beautiful.
你又可能會跟對方說，啊，神的榮耀在你身上真是好靚。
And you may also say to one another, the glory of God upon you is truly beautiful.
我們就在這裡互相的誇耀，讚美神的榮耀。
We boast and praise God's glory to each other.
同時任何人一看就看得出是神的榮耀。
And anyone who sees will immediately recognize it as the glory of God.
萬物被創造，他們存在的意義是將榮耀歸給神。
All created things exist to give glory to God.
人被神所造，亦都是為神的榮耀而造。
Humans are created by God and for His glory.
但是神美好的旨意當中，是祂預備要將自己的榮耀顯在人的身上。
In His wonderful will, God prepares to manifest His own glory in people.
如果你家裏面有老人家或者小孩，
If there are elderly and children in your family,
當某些日子，老人家會將一些禮物送給小孩子。
When an elderly person gives a gift to a child on certain days,
小孩子什麼反應會反映出老人家的榮耀？
What kind of reaction from the child reflects the glory of the elderly person?
當然就是小孩子歡歡喜喜的去盼望。
It would be by the child eagerly and joyfully anticipating the gift.
同時收到的時候會跳躍地去誇耀讚美並且說出感謝。
And upon receiving it, should joyfully boast, praise and express gratitude.
而不是不用了不用了其實什麼都不用給我了。
Rather than saying, no, no, it's not necessary, you don't have to give me anything.
同樣的。
Similarly,
神的心意是要屬神的人身上有自己的榮耀。
God's intention is for His people to have His own glory upon them.
其實基督徒在世上，神已經將自己賜了給我們。
While on earth, Christians already receive God's presence.
就是當我們相信主的時候，神就已將聖靈賜了給我們。
It is when we receive, when we believe in the Lord, God gives us the Holy Spirit.
神亦都應許將來會將自己的榮耀加在我們身上。
God also promises to give us His glory in the future.
基督徒是應該做什麼反應可以將神榮耀歸給神？
How should Christians respond to give glory to God?
就是歡歡喜喜的去盼望。
Be rejoicing in hope.
同時我們要活出因為有這份的盼望。
At the same time, we should also live out this hope.
即使在患難的當中，仍然是歡歡喜喜。
Remaining joyful even in the midst of suffering.
人生特別是現今的時代，我們的確會遇到很多的衝擊和憂患。
Life, especially in today's times, is full of challenges and trials.
但是一個認識主、屬於主的人，
But for someone who knows the Lord and belongs to Him,
他因信已经与神和好了。
They have been reconciled with God through faith.
他已经进入了神的恩典当中。
They have entered into God's grace.
如今他在基督里面就不再被定罪。
And are no longer condemned in Christ.
可以有荣耀喜乐的盼望。
They have a glorious and joyful hope.
以勒家可以怎样成为一个将荣耀归给神的教会？
How can Joy Fellowship as a church bring glory to God?
其中一样就是我们应该要做的。
One thing that we should do.
就是我们要活出有喜乐的盼望。
Is to live out a joyful hope.
我们要活出我们渴望与主面对面的见面。
We should live as if we eagerly anticipate meeting the Lord face to face.
我们心里面有的喜乐和盼望。
Our joy and hope in our heart.
不会因为自己身处在逆境或者顺境当中就有改变。
Should not be affected by whether we are in times of prosperity or adversity.
当有人问我们盼望喜乐的缘由。
When asked about the source of our hope and joy,
我们就要常作准备,
we should be ready to explain it to others,
同人去分享,
to share with others.
但愿今天的回应诗都是我们的心声,
May today's responding hymn be the voice of our hearts.
但愿我们各人都知道我们因信已经站在奇异的恩典当中。
May us all understand that by faith we stand in amazing grace.
我们都因信欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
By faith we also joyfully hope the glory of God.
让我们一起起立，我们同唱今天的回应诗。
Please stand and let us sing today's responding hymn.
奇异恩典。
Amazing grace. Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们天上阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你对我们有奇异的爱。
We thank you for your amazing love towards us.
你又将奇异的恩典赐给我们。
You have also given us your amazing grace.
感谢你对我们的应许。
Thank you for your promises to us.
就是只要我们在基督里，就会和你有和好的关系。
That as long as we are in Christ, we will be reconciled with you.
同時你要賜俾我哋係遠遠超過我哋嘅所想所求。
And what you desire to give us is far beyond what we can ask or imagine.
我哋今生所遇到嘅患難同埋損失。
The afflictions and losses we experience in this life.
絕對唔會比得上你將來要賜俾我哋。
Are nothing compared to what you will give us in the future.
但係天父。
But Heavenly Father.
我哋各人需要有属灵嘅眼光，我哋先能够睇得见。
Each of us needs spiritual insight to truly see this.
所以我哋求你。
So we ask you.
求你叫圣灵引导我哋，光照我哋，叫我哋能够睇得见。
May the Holy Spirit guide and enlighten us so that we may see.
帮助我哋心里常常思念到我哋天上嘅赏赐。
Help us always keep in our hearts the rewards of heaven.
我哋嘅心里能够常常嘅盼望将来得到嘅荣耀。
And we constantly hope for the glory that is to come.
特别喺我哋当中遇到患难同埋忧伤嘅弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the brothers and sisters among us who are going through trials and sorrow.
求天父你额外嘅怜悯佢哋。
We ask for your extra mercy on them.
让佢哋能够照着圣经你所俾我哋嘅应许。
So they can, according to the promises in your word,
能够欢欢喜喜嘅盼望你嘅荣耀。
They can rejoice in the hope of your glory.
即使喺患难中，亦都系欢欢喜喜。
Even in the midst of the suffering,
同时叫我哋能够活出有喜乐同埋盼望。
Help us to live with joy and hope.
让人喺我哋身上见到神你嘅荣耀。
So that others may see your glory in us.
亦都俾我哋有机会能够同人分享主嘅福音。
Give us the opportunity to share the gospel of Christ with others.
愿以勒家能够一直嘅站喺你嘅恩典之中。
May our fellowship continue to stand in your grace.
作个荣耀嘅教会。
And be a church that brings glory to God.
我哋嘅祷告系奉我哋嘅救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.